What do you put your hope in these days? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Han and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Han Lay.
Well, later in the show, we will hear from Andy Garcia. We'll be sharing about the hope from Hope Fest coming 2017.
Mm-hmm. And I think what's interesting about the word hope is that sometimes in our culture, we look at hope like, oh, I hope you win, or I hope this or that, or I hope it's not. And it's kind of thrown around. So what really is the hope, the meaning of the biblical hope?
Well, right. Right now in America, hope is kind of a negative connotation. It's like, well, I hope so. It's almost like not assurant, not confident.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Bible, the hope that Jesus talks about and that Apostle Paul talks about is the word elpisi, which means basically expectation, a confident assurance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different. So when you say, I have a hope, that's something where it's a very strong, centered, confident hope. It's not this weak hope. And like, where do people put their hope in these days?
Mm-hmm.
People put their hope in shaky things, you know?
Yeah, things that could fall apart, like jobs,
relationships.
Money. Yeah, relationships. I've done that before where I've put my hope into a relationship and it fell apart and it was like, now what do I do?
Yeah.
And people's worlds can fall apart if there isn't a strong hope. And what's amazing about God is that He is not only our hope, mm-hmm. but He's to be counted on, just like heaven. It's not just a, oh, I hope there's a heaven. There truly is.
Right.
So there's a true confidence and expectation, a true hope. And in the Bible, in Romans 15, 13, it says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through mm-hmm. the power of the Holy Ghost. And hope, when you look at that, it's not just this light word to be thrown around. It's really to know to be solid in the Lord and to not be afraid of whatever that might be.
Well, I mean, our God is a God of hope.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, the Lord that I've come to know through a relationship with Jesus Christ is that He's strong.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ is very strong. And the hope and the assurance that He has, it's not iffy, it's not stuttery, it's not wavery.
Right.
It is powerful. That's why He says, He's like the rock, mm-hmm. And rocks you can count on, they will
yes.
be there. And that's something that's amazing about Jesus Christ, is that He will be there mm-hmm. from life all the way till death.
Yeah. So if you're having a hard time, going through a hard time, call out to Him. Don't lean on your own understanding. Call out to Him to bring you hope.
Amen.
And, with Hope Fest coming up, we really would like you to come and join us, because we're going to be bringing hope with the gospel. There's going to be great music.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking to Andy Garcia more about Hope Fest and how you can get tickets to go. We're going to have a great time. So please stay tuned.
Real Life is made possible this week with the help of Card Connect Merchant Services and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. If your business spends too much on credit card processing fees, call and get a quote from Card Connect Merchant Services. Card Connect offers low rates with world-class customer service and is ready to help you save money. Just call Stephen Walker at 601-212-6788. That's Stephen Walker at Card Connect Merchant Services, 601-212-6788.
Colorado Christian University College of Adult and Graduate Studies presents Hope Fest 2017, Saturday, June 10th at Centennial Park Amphitheater. Tickets are just $39 and are on sale at www.thehopefest.com. Less than 5,000 tickets are available, so get them while you can. One day, one stage, 10 huge bands, and 5,000 of your closest friends. Hope Fest 2017.
Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Han Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And with us is Andy Garcia, who is the festival director for Hope Fest, and he's also the head of the Andy Garcia Band, and he's going to share with us about this upcoming event in Colorado called Hope Fest. Let's welcome to the show, Andy. Thanks for being with us.
Well, hello, everybody. Just wanted to thank you for letting me come on the show with you guys today.
Yes, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Well, Andy, we're excited to have you on with us today. And there's going to be an amazing event. Sounds like God is doing some neat things, has laid some things on your heart to bring on and to direct Hope Fest. Tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, Hope Fest is Saturday, June 10th at Centennial Park Amphitheater. And we're going to have some great bands there. Some of the bands are Britt Nicole, a little popish for the younger crowd, and also Building 429.
Wow.
Red as kind of a, not rock band, but it's in between. Yeah. So that's going to be awesome. OBB, Random Hero, is kind of the same. Brandon Estelle is Worship, but yet at the same time has a little bit of gospel feel to it. Medic is going to be there, a local band out of Castle Rock. A good man of God, Colton Dixon's going to be there.
Wow.
He's been on American Idol as well. Family Force 5 and great other bands locally and nationally. So we're excited about Hope Fest. Yeah. It's $39, and the website is thehopefest.com. I tell you what, God is doing some great things with Hope Fest, opening some amazing doors, and we're excited to hear about the testimonies on that Saturday.
Amen.
Yeah, so tell me, it's not just a concert, though there's going to be some great bands there, including your band, but tell me about what the heart of it is and how this is going to affect the atmosphere in Colorado spiritually.
A lot of people go to festivals like Hope Fest, and they go and hear concerts and things like that. One of the things that we love about Hope Fest is that when you pay $39, you're going to get $50 worth of things in a backpack that we're giving away.
Wow.
And so it's a little bit of a different idea, because we want people to come and hear the gospel, but yet we also want people to say, wow, they're giving out stuff that other festivals haven't ever done. And it's not to bash on other festivals. It's just to say, listen, we're here to serve our community. And how we serve them is by giving away things from our sponsors, from the bands.
Wow.
There's going to be cards in there from the bands. They're going to get to go and download some music.
Wow.
And we're just excited to see how God is going to use this tool to minister to people, not just in our city, but hopefully around the country. Because as people start hearing music, they're going to be like, hey, bro, this is my music here. Look at this music. It's going to be exciting for them. So we're hoping that it can get the word out more and more.
Yeah. So tell me about, it's an all-day event. It's from 12 to how late does it go? And will there be other things going on? Is there going to be food for people? Can they walk around? Give me an idea of what it'll look like.
It's going to be from 12 o'clock to 10. We're expecting 5,000 people. There is going to be food there. And what's really cool about the Centennial Amphitheater that we're having it at is that it's very close together. So you're not going to have to walk a mile away or 2 miles away. It's going to be in a very close proximity to even the stage. So everywhere you look around that, you're going to be able to feel like you're pretty much on stage with the band, you know? And not only that, but even right behind the stage, there's one of the best splash park areas in Colorado right there on I-25 and Arapaho.
Mm.
So we're pretty excited that family can come and listen to some music at the same time they can go and get wet. That's really cool.
And what I like too is that it's right in time for summer. People are getting out of school, and perfect time to make plans June 10th to kick off their summer the right way, to meet new people, to have a lot of fun, and to really have their hearts open to God. I know we're going to be there.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about that because we have a word to share.
Yeah.
And we believe God is going to reach people with his power, with his love. Whoever's going through hard times, maybe they need hope or encouragement.
That's right.
This is a great place for them to go, because it's not just where you're meeting people, but you're getting filled by this worship and music, and God's going to touch lives there.
Amen.
I'm really excited about this event, because when you're talking about how is this going to spiritually affect Colorado, I believe that God is using events like this and other events in Colorado to really begin to declare the name of Jesus. Come on, it's Mile High City. Is one of the highest points of the United States of America. This is something that you want to be a part of. It's like history in the making. This event, other events. Plus, you're going to hear some of these bands. Have you ever heard of them yet? Gosh, Britt Nicole. You really need to be there. You're going to get some great music, but you're really doing something for the kingdom of God as we're uniting together and proclaiming the name of Jesus from the Mile High City.
And thank the Lord that he has opened up the door for us to bring these bands in. We really want to see our city changed, and we believe that we could do it through music and through the word. And so we're going to share the gospel. We're just thrilled, you know?
Amen. Amen.
Well, here's what I'm going to say for those who are listening. Don't just come yourself for the bands. Bring a friend. Bring somebody who's looking for hope. That's the theme of the night. It's how to bring hope to Denver, Colorado, but how to bring hope to you, to me, and to a friend.
Yeah.
So if you have somebody who's like not feeling great, feeling down in the dumps.
They don't know the Lord.
Yeah, maybe they're feeling depressed, whatever it is. Tell them to come. Listen, I'm going to get you a ticket and you're going to hop in the car with me and I'm going to take you to Hope Fest. It's going to be a wild time.
Yeah, and there are people listening and they're saying, well, I want to go to this Hope Fest on June 10th. Where do they get tickets at and how much are they again? A website that they can get a hold of you as well.
Yeah, our website is www.thehopefest.com. The tickets are $39 and we're so excited about that. To have a $39 ticket and you get to see 10 amazing bands.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That's a deal.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time and I know that there's going to be great giveaways. And guess what? There's only 5,000 tickets.
Yeah,
and like you said, these are top-of-the-line bands that are going to be there. And that is a great price because some of these concerts cost a lot of money to get into a place like this for 10 bands like that.
I agree.
Well, Andy, can you give an encouraging word to those listening, something that's on your heart that would encourage someone who's going through a hard time right now?
You know, God is doing some great things. I tell you, we've been seeing some great miracles happen. Mm. If you're going through a hard time with depression or anxiety, I want to tell you, God is the answer to all of that. And I know a lot of people would say that, but even my own experience here lately with throwing in a festival, it's very challenging. It's very tricky. And sometimes it can be a little depressed, but I have to realize that I'm not doing it for myself and then I'm not doing it for my team. I'm doing it for Jesus. And because I'm doing it for Jesus, he takes care of my depression. He takes care of my heartache.
Man.
When we're doing something good and it's for people, the enemy loves to come in and try to mess with your mind. And what's really cool is God is always there to show me that it's about the cross. It's about him. And I think that that's what's so cool, that God sent his son to die on the cross for not only my sins, but our sin.
Mm-hmm.
And not only our sins, but he showed us how to experience love and how to care about people and show them what love really does look like. And that's the whole message of hope.
Thank you so much, Andy. And this is Andy Garcia with the Andy Garcia Band, and he is the festival director for Hope Fest, which is going to be June 10th. And one more time, that website.
It's www.thehopefest.com, and the tickets are $39.
All right, thehopefest.com. Thank you so much, Andy. God bless you. We look forward to seeing you on June 10th.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Father God, we're just declaring for hope to be spread like a banner all across Colorado to bring hope to the hopeless in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.